It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
I have such a love for the Olympics that when the Olympics were over, I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, I had no idea what to do with myself. It was so consuming. And just watching everybody compete, and every day we'd have the athletes who won on the show, and we were doing a ton of interviews. And Mark Aldershaw, how are you, bro?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, good. How long, do you know exactly how many days it was when you won your medal?
I think it was 4 weeks ago.
4 weeks
ago. I'm not sure.
I would count. Like, I would have that in my head.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago. At the same time, it feels like yesterday, you know? It was such a great experience, and I think about it every day, but it does seem like it was a while ago. So much has been happening.
Where's your medal now?
In my pocket.
Dude, you wouldn't be wearing that around your neck all day, every day.
I brought it in so your viewers, your listeners could listen to an Olympic medal.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, this is honestly, dude, this is the first Olympic medal I've ever held.
Yeah, they're getting bigger and bigger every year, I think. They're trying to compete with the Winter Games ones, which, as you saw in Vancouver, were pretty huge. Right?
Oh, so. Yeah. You want to touch that, Mocha?
That's what she said, and yes. That is so
Do you have
awesome,
to show up
bro.
With the medal? Like, if you don't show up with the medal, people are upset, right?
Yeah, usually. I showed up to a bar in London without the medal and couldn't get in. So, basically, I learned my lesson pretty quickly. So, yeah, I'll keep it with me for
and,
the next
And
while.
We established you come from a long line of athletes in your family.
Yeah, absolutely. My grandfather started the Olympic journey for our family in 1948 in London, and then my father and my two uncles all competed at the Games. So it's a real family tradition.
What was the conversation like when you got back home? When you were, you know, when the competition was over, the Games were over, and now you were just in your family of athletes as one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And they've been super supportive, and they were super happy, and just big smiles on everyone's faces, and we just kind of enjoyed it together.
Yeah. What's happening? Is there a parade for you guys? What's going on?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome here in Toronto. Friday, September 21st, a parade. It starts at noon at City Hall, and it finishes right by the ACC.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a great time. The whole Olympic team, I think every single medalist, and everyone's going to be there.
Oh, really?
So, if you want to feel a part of the Olympics again, just come on down and mingle with the athletes. They'll be talking to everyone, showing their medals, and it's going to be a great time.
Now, are they giving you guys condoms for this, too, like they do when you go to the Olympics,
If you want a little preview of what the Athletes' Village is like, you can come down to the parade.
So after the parade happens, what happens for you next? You guys start training for 2016?
I mean, we have to start pretty soon, but I definitely need a vacation. It's been a long 4 years, and it's been a long summer, and I just need to take some time off before I kind of refocus for the next 4 years. But, yeah, I mean, it does take 4 years going into the Games. Yeah. You can't just train the year before, so not too much time off.
When you talk about athletes and just the dedication and the length of time it takes to get prepared for something like that, like, is this your job? Do you make money off this, or do you do something else?
We get supported from different places. We don't make a lot of money, but enough to get by and to train. But, I mean, it's definitely a sacrifice that every athlete makes. I mean, we're not going to be millionaires by any means. We're not professional athletes, but we basically do it because we love it, and we love representing Canada, and that's what it's all about.
Well, we love having you.
And again, the date, September 21st.
September 21st. Starts at noon.
City Hall.
Yeah, starts at City Hall, ends right near this ACC.
Brilliant.
And, it's going to be a really good time, so I encourage everyone to come out.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Congratulations once again, brother.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you so
having
much
me, guys.
For coming in.
Thank you so much.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.